From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A report by the Missouri Insurance Department finds that Missouri patients face high bills by air ambulance companies. KCUR's Dan Margulies has more.
The report says that in 2017, patients transported to hospital by air ambulances were hit with $20,000 in average out-of-pocket costs for the service. Angela Nelson is director of market regulation at the department.
And that's a lot of money in Missouri. That's still an incredible amount of money for most Missouri families.
Air ambulance companies say their prices are dictated by their high fixed costs and the need to offset low reimbursement rates from Medicare and Medicaid. But the report finds that many air ambulance providers don't participate in health insurance networks. That means insurers aren't in a position to negotiate lower rates. I'm Dan Margulies.
The parents of a 9-month-old Springfield baby who died of bacterial meningitis are suing a Springfield hospital, alleging that a misdiagnosis delayed life-saving treatment. The Springfield News Leader reports that Melanie and Sam Blair filed the wrongful death lawsuit last month against Mercy Hospital. The suit says they took their son Charlie on February 5th to Mercy's emergency room, where he was diagnosed with a common virus. They returned 3 days later to the hospital, where the boy continued to be treated for a viral condition, and he was discharged February 10th. But then after having a stroke the next day, he was taken to St. Louis Children's Hospital, where he was diagnosed correctly, but the suit says it was too late. Mercy says in a statement that it's, quote, heartbroken and reviewing the case. A display of severe winter weather is expected to sweep through mid-Missouri this weekend. The Columbia, Missourian reports that after a couple weeks of 40, 50, and even 60-degree weather, Boone County will be under a winter storm watch from noon tomorrow until 6 a.m. on Sunday, according to the National Weather Service. Columbia could get up to 6 inches of snow and sleet, with 2 to 4 inches expected tomorrow, and an additional 1 to 2 inches on Saturday. A federal appeals court has thrown out a class-action lawsuit against Missouri and its governor that seeks to fix the state's chronically underfunded public defender system. But as KCUR's Dan Margulies reports, the lawsuit isn't totally dead.
The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that both the state and governor are immune from suit on sovereign immunity grounds. The suit, however, will continue to go forward against the members of the Public Defender Commission. The suit says the failure to adequately fund and staff the public defender system leaves poor people without meaningful legal representation, a constitutional obligation. Tony Rothert, legal director of ACLU Missouri, which brought the case, says if the ACLU prevails against the remaining defendants, the court could order them to reduce public defenders' caseloads or take other steps to alleviate their plight. I'm Dan Margulies.
I'm Rebecca Smith. KBIA News, Columbia.